days with Jesus. We're looking at the encounter that Peter had with Jesus in John chapter 21. Although Jesus has appeared to Peter, recorded for us previously, this seems to be the first recorded conversation that Jesus had with Peter since Peter's denial of Jesus around that fire the night that Jesus was arrested. And it's no coincidence, of course, that this encounter, this conversation, takes place around a charcoal fire as Jesus is cooking the fish on the burning coals. You'll find the only other reference to a charcoal fire in John chapter 18, verse 18, which is where Peter was warming himself on that night that he denied Jesus. If we look at the incident as a whole, we'll see that this time Jesus refers to Peter as Simon, son of John, not the name that Jesus had given him, Peter, the rock. Perhaps just reminding Peter of his own frailty in this moment, although maybe Peter didn't need reminding. And then we notice in this dialogue that Jesus deliberately asked Peter the same basic question three times. Peter had denied Jesus three times. Peter was hurt that Jesus would ask him. But each of these incidents means that it takes Peter back to the point of his own failure. The charcoal fire, his pre-Jesus name, and the three questions that Jesus asks him. It must have been hard for Peter to own up to his own failure. But I think in this moment, as Jesus takes Peter back, he also gives him an opportunity for restoration and recommissioning. Going back to the scene of the crying, so to speak, enables us to find a starting point for this moment of restoration. Because when we go back to that place, we get an opportunity for repentance, which is precisely what Jesus was giving Peter the opportunity for in these moments. A place to own up to what has gone wrong. Not to do Peter harm, not to make him wallow in his failure, but as a starting point, a new beginning to be restored by the risen Jesus. In Scripture, there's a track record that God has with people who run away, people who make mistakes. Right back in Genesis, we read that God says to Adam and Eve, who are hiding after they had failed, "Where are you, Adam?" He wants them to come out of hiding and confront the failure that they had. And for Elijah, that great prophet who confronted the prophets of Baal on Mount Carmel, and God sent down fire from heaven to win the victory that Elijah was looking for. But in a few verses later, in chapter 19 of 1 Kings, we see that Elijah runs away from that place of victory. And then in 1 Kings 19, verse 9, the Lord came to Elijah and says to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He's helping Elijah to confront with his running away, with his perhaps even his denial of God's power, despite the great victory he'd only just seen God bring about. And Elijah makes a statement to God, but God then takes him back in order to restore him. He takes him to the place of encounter again. Sometimes our failure keeps us stuck for too long. But God wants us to find restoration. Jesus says to Peter, "Do you love me more than these? More than the others? More than his fishing? More than just going back to what he knew before?" Jesus is trying to move him forward, to lift his eyes to what might be, that even in the place of failure, there comes a new and better restoration. In Japan, there's a technique for repairing pottery, broken pottery, that is called kintsugi. And the repairs are made with seams of gold, golden joinery. This repairs the brokenness in a way that makes the object more beautiful, even more unique, if that's possible, than it was prior to being broken. Instead of hiding the scars, it makes a feature of them. That's restoration. That's a place where we can become stronger as a result of recognizing our past. Let's pray together. Lord, you have searched my heart. You know all my thoughts, fears, flaws, and habits. You know me inside out, and yet you love me completely. I've become aware of my shortcomings, but I long to draw close to you again. Thank you that as I bring my sin and brokenness to you, that you will restore me and make me better and stronger and more loving than I was before. Come, Lord Jesus, and restore me and make me new so that I may love you fully. Amen.